Hey, everybody. Before we get into the show, I wanted to let you know we've got another live show coming up. We will be back at Maya Cinemas on Thursday, May 23rd for Furiosa, the latest in the Mad Max series. We are so excited for this one. Joining me to talk about it, we've got Sam Novak, Shahab Zargari, and Tony Gonzalez. A great lineup. It's going to be an awesome movie. We are so excited to talk about it. So make sure to check the show notes. There are opportunities to win tickets. You can also buy tickets, and we hope to see you there Thursday, May 23rd, 6 p.m. at Maya Cinemas for Furiosa. Welcome to episode 4 of Piecing It Together. I'm David Rosen, your host. Thank you, everybody who've been out there listening. I've been getting a lot of great comments. I'm seeing the numbers go up and up on our downloads, which is making me really happy because I am really enjoying doing the show. If you are out there, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, rate us, review us, and send us some feedback. We want to know that you're out there, that you're listening. We want to know what you like, what you don't like. We want to keep making the show better for you. But on that note, I'm going to just jump right into it today. Today on the show, we'll be discussing Tomb Raider. Is it a reboot of the video game-based film series that starred Angelina Jolie? Or is it simply a new movie based on the recently rebooted video game series? There's a chicken and egg scenario for you. But either way, Tomb Raider is a new action-adventure starring Alicia Vikander as Lara Croft. Honestly, I had to stop just now and look up who directed it because really, when you're making a Tomb Raider movie, all that really matters is who's playing Lara Croft. The puzzle-solving, bow-and-arrow-wielding, tank-top-wearing adventurer. And whether she's going to do a lot of puzzle-solving, shooting people with arrows and jumping off of things in slow motion while wearing her tank top. Well, she does a lot of that, but we'll get into it on the show. With me to discuss it is TJ Cross.
Two, three. Oh my God. This is not gonna go well at all. Okay, who gives a shit? It should be fine. All right. We'll see what happens.
Right.
Oh boy. All right, so we are here with my buddy TJ Cross. TJ is an award-winning composer, and this is his first time on the show, and I'm definitely hoping to have him on a lot because he's one of my first friends ever. We've been friends my whole damn life. It's crazy. But TJ, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing good. I'm tired. I know you're tired too.
I'm exhausted.
We're gonna get through this together, though. I promise.
We are as a team. Are we gonna clap?
Yeah, we're gonna clap. Do you want to clap again?
One, two, three. That doesn't make sense
One,
to anybody
two,
but us.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I know.
There you go.
We need anyway. Inside jokes on this show. So
yeah, for sure.
So yeah, we're actually gonna be talking about the new video game movie reboot Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
This was something I think we were both looking forward to because I mean, as far as video game movies are usually pretty terrible for the most part, but this one actually looked pretty good. And so I was kind of looking forward to it. And so, I mean, you know, we'll get into how we liked it here. But as the show goes, we're going to talk about the other movies that we think inspired it. And
yeah,
one of the main reasons I wanted to talk about this movie with you specifically is what I think most likely your first inspiration will be. But I'll let you go ahead with that.
So, like, I'm going to throw you a curveball. So, yeah. So,
Okay.
I think the movie that inspired this movie was Sahara.
Okay.
And right. I think the movie that inspired Sahara is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay, right? There it is.
Yeah, okay. There it is. That's what you were like, this whole show's screwed now. Forget it.
No.
So, and the reason I say that is, you know, I was actually Annie, who was my fiance, who saw the movie with me, you know, we sort of sat there and we're like, you know, it, and I'm not gonna get too far into this, but you know, it's a movie with some great ideas, right? It really is. Mm-hmm. It's got a cool, like, overarching story, especially the last, I felt like the last 15 minutes of the movie was really good. So I felt like the last 15 minutes of the movie reminded me so much of Raiders of the Lost Ark. So I mean, obviously when you think of Tomb Raider, when you think of, like, when we talk about video games, you think of Tomb Raider, Uncharted, a couple other games out there. They're all obviously inspired by Indiana Jones, clearly.
Yeah.
But I think it's weird, right? Like, to say this is inspired by Indiana Jones, you watch Tomb Raider, this particular version of Tomb Raider, and, you know, outside of obviously some of the puzzles and riddles and you know, clues, it doesn't feel anything like Indiana Jones, right? I mean, that's what I took away. Like, it didn't really feel like an Indiana Jones movie, particularly 1, 2, and 3. Like, it just doesn't feel like an Indiana Jones movie, but it's obviously an adventure, archaeologist. Well, she's not really an archaeologist, right? Treasure hunter, whatever you want to call it.
Well, that's actually, that's interesting. Just like a quick aside here. And one of the things that I love this actress, Alicia Vikander, especially because Ex Machina, which is one of my favorite movies of like the last decade. But I don't know what her character was, really. Like, it's like they changed it from the game and changed it from the other movies. That, like, she was like supposed to be, I don't know, it was almost like she was supposed to be like some cool chick or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, and yeah. No, like, I don't want money from my dad's estate. Like, I want to, like, earn everything on my own. And I'm like a badass. Like, I fight and, like, I can, you know, I guess I'm very athletic. And that whole bicycle scene, right? Like,
yeah.
I do all these, like, crazy dexterous things. But yeah, no, I agree. I was completely, particularly because you and I actually, just to take this aside for a minute, Dave, like, you and I are actually fans of the games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we like those games, right? And we could probably, I guess, talk a little bit about, like, the tie-ins and some of the stuff that was the same and obviously what was different. But yeah, the character doesn't match anything with the games whatsoever. It's kind of, she's kind of ambiguous. It's kind of hard to figure out what she is in this movie.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, she's like a cool, like, badass type of chick. And she is great. And she has some, like, great moments throughout the film where, I mean, she's just really kicking ass and everything. But it's like, especially that whole buildup of the whole introduction to the character, it just felt off to me. And, you know, I'm not quite sure what she's going for there. You know what I mean? Or what the writers are going for there anyway. But,
and that was obviously, like, the biggest, the hardest part of the film for me to get into was there was so much. First 45 minutes of this film was just, like, a lot of explaining and about stuff that I didn't think was very interesting.
Right,
so it was
kind of
boring, the beginning of this movie. Really, really slow to get to the island. I just wanted to get to the island. I was like, can we please? Because if you played the video game, you knew it was coming, right? Like, you knew how the ship and the island. I was like, let's just get there.
So, and it really looked a lot like some of the new video game once it did get to the island, like the ship crashing and everything and the plane and everything. You know, they really did like capitalize on those images from the game and making it seem like it. And I think once they got to the island, most, if not everything, was pretty damn cool. They did a really good job of all the action sequences and everything. Yeah, so I mean, you know, obviously Indiana Jones is like, I think that's like the number one go-to, and we're kind of like, we're peddling around that one right now with talking about the style of the movie and about her performance and everything like that. But I think, you know, that is a pretty clear inspiration for the game, for the movie, for the old movies, for everything in this kind of adventure genre.
You know what this movie made me realize? What I don't want? I do not want an Uncharted movie. I can see, like, the pitfalls of doing an Uncharted movie now that I've seen this. And I'm not, listen, at the end of the day, I'm not trying to knock this, because I read a review somewhere was like, you know, it wasn't bad enough to be good, which means that, like, it wasn't a terrible movie. It had a lot of dialogue and story element issues. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of the actors, some great performances here. I thought, who played the villain?
Walter Goggins.
Who's the actor? Yeah, I thought, you know, for what he had, he did a great job. I mean, he was a pretty nasty villain, to be honest, right? A better villain than the video games.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
He was a fantastic villain. Yeah, I thought he added a lot to the overall story, and I thought that she was just, you know, she's incredible in everything. I thought, given what she had to work with, I thought she did a fantastic job. She looked the part, mm-hmm. particularly when you look at the new version of Lara Croft, not the older sure. version of, you know, Angelina Jolie version, I guess we could say. So she pulled that off. The physicality was incredible. Some of the stunts that she did, which I've read that she actually did herself, were awesome. But I gotta tell you, I wish they would have steered away from the whole dad thing. There was so much hammering in of like,
yeah,
you know, it was hard to believe that she was doing all this and like after all these years that she was so committed to her father. I don't know. The whole time I was just like, it was hard to buy for me the yeah. whole father aspect, which is what the reason I bring this up is, which I think is the reason why this movie didn't like it was hard a little bit hard to watch for me, because when you get to those action elements and you get to like the puzzles, they were really cool. And some of the sure, CGI yeah. set designs were really, really cool. But I felt like it was kind of weighed down with this emotional story that I don't know. I didn't buy.
Yeah. Well, it was also like the and where we can get into spoilers here. There's no problem. The dad being alive and being like a marooned, like castaway guy was like so cliche, like strangely cliche. Oh. And like, I actually laughed out loud at that part in the movie. Like,
did you know it was him did you know it was her dad already? Like when
yeah,
that guy was like
immediately when it was a guy in like a cape or whatever, or like a hood. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, that's going to be her dad. And this is ridiculous. And then when they showed him, I was like, yeah. I was like, wow, I can't believe they went there like that. It's so cliche and so out of place, like for this story and for this, like it shouldn't have been like that. It should have been like a trail of tapes or something, like in the game or something like that, you know?
Yes, that would have been more interesting. No, yeah. I agree. Some of the cool things they did in the game, they should have kept in the movie. Yeah. They removed a lot of cool elements from the game, I think. And usually, right, when you think of movies, you're like, avoid, you know, video games don't really
right.
do well as films in general. Some have actually recently found success, but in general, they don't.
Yeah.
And so it's like, but this is the one time I was kind of like, no, you should have kept that in there. No, kept that in there. That was cool. Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. So, you already brought it up, but my second inspiration on my list here was actually the Uncharted video game series. Because you know, mm-hmm. it's a little bit of a cheat, but you know, because it's not a movie, but it clearly the reboot of Tomb Raider was inspired by the Uncharted games, and
100%.
Yeah, and also just the whole, I mean, it makes these two series are so intertwined because of the gameplay style and especially because of how cinematic they are. And that's probably why these movies tend to do better than other video game movies, because, you know, they are cinematic in nature and they really lend themselves to it, which is why when they stray so far with some of the things we're complaining about here, it's kind of a shame, because it's already all there in the game. They could make a straight up good movie out of some of this material.
Question for you. I was thinking about this on my walk home from the theater. Do you think the video game is a better movie? Kind of weird to say it like that, but do you think the video game told a better story, maybe?
I would say, aside from the villain, kind of yes. Yeah. That's always been the one weak link in all these kind of like really cinematic games, is they tend to base their villains on like the cheesiest B-movie villain like type characters.
Yes. been a problem with Uncharted, right?
Yeah, exactly. Uncharted as well. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, I think the story is probably better in the games. And but again, you know, the story, it works for the most part though in this movie. It's I don't want to bash on it too much.
No, yeah. No. But my point is, like, the end of this was really good. I thought the last 15 minutes were so intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I guess they kind of did their job, because even though I walked out, I was like, didn't live up to what I wouldn't even say hype, my expectation, my own personal expectation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because I don't think this movie was overly hyped, to be honest with you. I don't think people were like flocking, running to the theater,
right? Yeah.
Like freaking out that, you know, really super excited. But for you and I, like we said earlier, like we were both kind of excited for this. So while it didn't live up fully to my expectation, I have to say, I kind of want to see another one.
Yeah.
I kind of want to do well enough to where they make a sequel, right?
Yeah, like, I hope so. The whole, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be great the because they got the cool. dad thing. Yeah, they got the dad thing out of the way now so they could kind of move forward, yeah. you know? Yeah, 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 I hope
no,
so.
Seriously. Okay. No, I was just going to wrap up and say, like, I think the whole Trinity thing, and they can make a cool story out of the fact that I think it was saying at the end of that movie was that, like, you know, Croft Industries is sort of funding its own enemy. Like, those companies
right.
are sort
right.
of, like, entwined with Trinity. And so I think that could be, like, they could really sort of, I know it might be more cliche to say, but, and I thought this during this film, they could sort of make this more James Bond inspired, I feel like.
Sure.
I think they
sure,
kind of turn this thing into more of, like, a James Bond sort of, you know, hero. But anyway, yeah,
that'd
that's
be interesting. So yeah, before we go on to your next movie inspiration that you have in mind, I just wanted to kind of circle back to Indiana Jones one more time and just ask you said Raiders of the Lost Ark, but is that specifically the Indiana Jones that you think this is the most that inspired this the most, do you think?
No, I don't. I think Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom. Okay.
I don't
yeah,
know if
I think you're actually right on that. Yeah.
You think so? Because I thought maybe it's just the look of the tomb at the end. I don't know, but the pacing, the style of the story outside of, you know, kind of the, I mean, Temple of Doom's got some real, which I love, like the cheesy cornball stuff. But I thought the overall feel was more aligned with Temple of Doom. Certainly not Last Crusade. You might make an argument though for Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually, when I was thinking about it, I was kind of between Temple of Doom and Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
For better or worse, but
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, what is your next one that you've got down?
So I gave you actually two. I was actually serious about Sahara. I actually thought it actually felt like Sahara to me. Sahara, whatever. I really did. I kind of thought about it. The entire time I was like, oh yeah, this kind of reminds me of that. So this Indiana Jones and probably the. I mean, I sort of said it, but and I'm not going to say movie. I'm going to say Uncharted, sort of like similar to what you said, right? Because the Tomb Raider game is based off of Uncharted gameplay and the way they told the story, right? Like that, you know, Tomb Raider is clearly inspired by the Uncharted series. And I got to tell you, I think Uncharted is some of the best movies not made into a movie. You know, like, I think Uncharted is really good. Like, really good. Like, I never have played a game, right, where I'm like, I just want to see these cutscenes. These cutscenes are so much, they're so good. Like, I love that character. That character is great.
Yeah. Remember the ending of the last one?
So good. But you're talking about the with the kid, right? His daughter? Yeah. So good.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't want to take this off too far, but, like, I didn't play the yet with Chloe. Have you played that? The spinoff?
No, I bought it and I haven't played it yet. I need to play that soon.
But anyway, yeah, so I think Uncharted deserves to be mentioned as, like, obviously. And again, it all comes back to Indiana Jones, though, right? All those movies are based off of the fact that they're all inspired by Indiana Jones.
Right. All right. Well, my next one that I have here is actually The Revenant.
Really?
Which and the reason why is because of the really, like, visceral tight shots of her just freaking writhing around through most of the beginning of the island, you know? And I think they, like, kind of put her through a lot of, you know, probably not Leonardo DiCaprio level torture, but certainly that's what's unfolding on screen, is her really coming to grips with her situation there on that island.
Arrow scene,
and
dude.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, this is one that I just thought of actually just this morning while thinking about us doing this episode. But yeah, I think that like just that level of violence and gritty like just pain that she's going through, I think is a little bit of a nod to what Leo was going through in that movie.
Do you think, I can't remember the timeline, were the games made after The Revenant or no?
I think that literally was between the two of the, like, the reboot and then the sequel to the reboot.
Oh, that movie came out between the two of them?
Yeah, I think so.
Because the games were super violent, right? Like, I mean, she, like, they tortured, and I'm trying to figure out, like, where they came up with that, like, whole inspiration, because obviously that would be an inspiration to the movie, but I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm curious. What do you think was an inspiration for this movie from the director's standpoint that maybe
outside of the obvious, right? I think, you know, like we said, we've hammered it, Indiana Jones, obviously. But do you think that he had other visual inspirations that you feel like when you watch this movie, kind of maybe just visually, maybe not even storytelling wise, but just visually that kind of come to mind to you? Like maybe he was thinking about certain looks or styles of other films?
Well, definitely everything on the island, I mean, really does mirror the game so much. So, I mean, yeah. I'd have to stick with the game being the inspiration. Some of the stuff back home, though, you know, I can't even think of the name of that movie, but there is a movie with, was it Joseph Gordon-Levitt, where he's like a bike courier?
Oh,
that kind of reminds.
Yeah, what movie is that?
That kind of reminds me of all that bike scenes. Yeah.
What is that
movie called? I cannot think of it.
Man, he comes up in everything.
We'll think of it afterwards. I'll put it in the show notes.
You know what? You know what scene that I that stuck out also was when, and I was like Jurassic Park 2, was when she was the glass breaking in the airplane, and she's looking down. The first thing that came to mind was like Jurassic Park 2. That kind of reminded me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Totally. Yeah, that's great.
And then you know what the best part of this movie was? Seriously, I'm gonna tell you right now. The trailer for Ready Player One.
Well, I actually already saw Ready Player One.
I know, you bastard.
I'm gonna be doing an episode with Will on it. Actually,
guys, look so good.
Yeah, you know what? I was pleasantly surprised. I did not expect to like it as much as I did.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm gonna see it Friday. I'm pumped.
Nice. I almost might see it again. That's how much I liked it. So do you have any more movie inspirations?
I don't, because, and I try to come up with, like, I try to stretch it here and figure out things that, like, I could be say that's interesting. But really, at the end of the day, there really isn't any other. I mean, this is all based off of the success. I got to tell you, the other thing that this made me realize is how hard it is really, really, like, credit to them, because it's really hard to do adventure movies. Particularly in the style of Indiana Jones. Like, we don't see many good, like, you know, I thought about, like, what other movies were inspired by Indiana Jones that are, like, okay, so I joked around about Sahara, right? But I also sort of think that, you know, had some inspiration.
Oh, no, that's
like,
a real apt,
National Treasure?
Another one is National Treasure, I was about to say,
But, like...
Yeah, there's not many others. Like,
there's not many adventure movies. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're really hard to make. It's a really difficult genre to pull off well, and honestly, I think that's why Indiana Jones is so, outside of maybe us 80s kids and nostalgia, is like they're the only ones really that have pulled it off and pulled it off like well. Like, think about it. Like, people made Indiana Jones in itself, right? Temple of Doom gets hammered sometimes, although I feel like over time people have really sort of grown to appreciate Temple of Doom more and more. I don't think it's as disliked as it used to be. But then Crystal Skull, you know, has been kind of bashed universally, right? That's a tough one. But I got to say, I remember when we talked about that film, like, I don't know, 10, 5, 7, 8, 10 years ago, however long it's been, you brought up some good points. It was like, you know, none of what they're doing in that movie wasn't, like, that's very 80s. Like, people made fun of it because it's now 2000, what was it? That movie was like 2008 or something like that. But, like, you know, the people, it was a very 80s feel. So, you know, maybe I also think about that with Crystal Skull. I'm like, maybe Crystal Skull wasn't nearly as terrible as,
right. You know, it's just everything is so real nowadays. Everything's so gritty nowadays. And it just really sticks out.
Yeah, flying monkeys. You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I just have one more on the inspiration list, and this one is very much a cheat, but I think it's appropriate.
All right.
And that is actually the first series of Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie. And the reason why I am including this is because I think they're just so iconic. And I mean they made Angelina Jolie as I think they were like, cause she was already a really acclaimed actress for like more serious roles, but that kind of like pushed her into that whole superstardom thing. For female action heroes and stuff like that. And I think that has to rub off on a female fronted movie like this, even though it is obviously a reboot of those movies.
Well, so were those movies successful? I actually don't legitimately know.
I was looking that up right before we started. The first one definitely was. Okay. The second one, not so much. And
is the second one Cradle of Life or whatever? Cradle of whatever it's called,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Cradle of Life, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not so successful. And this new one opened a little higher than the second one. Nowhere near the first
one. Oh, no. So, well, I hope they get a chance to do a sequel, because I think that... there's a lot of interesting things that maybe they can learn from and make. I think there's a lot of potential here to make like a really, really good movie. So I really, definitely, really hope that they now they got all the backstory out of the way. Essentially, this movie was a movie of backstory for the first half, like we said. So I really do hope they get another shot at it, because I love her. She's a fantastic actress. I even like I like the fact that they had the Asian guy. I thought that was kind of cool, because you really don't see that much like in films, like a Asian co-star.
Sure.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Potential, like, it looks like there was a potential love interest there. That was kind of cool. So, yeah, man, I hope they make another. I'm all for making lots of adventure movies. I feel like there's not enough released. I feel like, you know, usually, I mean, like, I loved Jumanji was awesome. I love Jumanji. I don't know if you
That's true. Yeah. The new Jumanji was really surprisingly good.
Oh, you did like it. Okay. Yeah, I love Jumanji, and like, but my point is, outside of like Jumanji, which was still like kids oriented, a lot of adventure.
Can
movies...
can I stop you really quick though? Yeah. I don't like how you say Jumanji.
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 Jumanji. Jumanji. Jumanji.
I don't know. It sounds funky. I don't know.
Wait, all right,
continue.
How do you? What's that thing that you put cream cheese on? How do you say it?
A Jumanji.
No. How do you stop it? How do you say it? Come on.
A bagel.
How do you call it? How do you pronounce it?
A bagel.
It's a bagel. You do that weird A thing.
It's a bagel.
It's a bagel.
What are you talking about?
It's a bagel.
I'm Jewish. I should know what a bagel is.
No, you're not. There's nothing Jewish about you. Come on. Please.
There's really not much.
But now going back to Jumanji. Think about it. Like all the adventure movies
starring The Rock.
The Rock. All the adventure movies are made for like kids. Right? Like outside, like I feel like all the adventure movies are very kid oriented, right? Journey to the Center of the Earth, right? Two.
Yeah.
Like they're all like kind of kids movies. So I kind of also excited at the fact that we have like two movies. I realize Tomb Raider is not blowing the box office seats wide open. It's not like a super successful movie, but I do think, you know, but Jumanji was like a big success. And when we have Tomb Raider now,
absolutely.
So hopefully we start
success.
Seeing more pure adventure movies, because they're honestly my, you know, and I heard someone say the other day that like, well, what do you mean Marvel has a bunch of movies? No, superhero movies and adventure movies are very different. So
that's very different. Yeah
very different. So I want to see, I really am excited, maybe we can start seeing some new, you know, adventure movies, because they're my favorite genre. So end rant.
I definitely hope so. So at this point we do a little thing, I just call it the finished puzzle, where I just list off everything that we discussed. And that includes, of course, Indiana Jones, specifically Temple of Doom, a little bit of Crystal Skull, a little bit of all of them. The original Tomb Raider, the Uncharted video game series, as well as the Tomb Raider video game series, The Revenant, Sahara, National Treasure. I think that was all of them. Yeah, I think that was all
how,
of them.
I was gonna say I'm gonna make you run long on your episode. How do you think Indiana Jones 5 is gonna be good?
Oh God, I think it has to be good. And honestly, like, you know, after seeing Ready Player One, I'm like, you know, Spielberg could make it happen. You know, he's just gotta do it right.
Please tell me there's gonna be an Indiana Jones cameo for me to see in Ready Player One.
I'm not gonna tell you. Yes or no on that.
That sounds like maybe a no.
Just go watch them.
Please. Oh, wait, real quick about Ready Player One, and I'm not going to spoil this because I know Will's going to talk about it, but, you know, it's the first Steven Spielberg movie in forever where it's not John Williams scoring it.
Yeah, that's true. Score is great, though.
It's Alan Silvestri.
Really, really great.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, Silvestri, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well,
no, it's a really great score,
Dave. It was so like, you know. Thank yeah, you for so coming just, on my show. I really appreciate
yeah,
coming
thank,
on my, yeah, yeah. Thank you for coming on my show. you know, I really, I love to have you on again as a guest.
This is good. I like this.
Yeah.
This is really good. So, I think that about does. We finish up by just giving a final like how we liked it, but I think we discussed that throughout the episode. So that's totally cool. Do you have anything that you would like to plug or anything like that? Anything happening?
So I've recently become a photographer, and so I kind of got this thing going on with my fiance where we're sort of telling like fairy tales on Instagram. So if you want to check out some of our photograph fairy tales, please check out at Blended Odyssey, Blended_Odyssey. We'd really appreciate the views and likes, and just, you know, give it a look. And finally, you know, I still write music. Dave knows I've sort of been all over the place recently, but you know, search TJ Cross, hear some tunes, and that's really it.
There you go. And great work with the photography too. It's you got
great work with the podcast, dude. This is a really good podcast. You do a great job, man. Really. I actually legitimately have been downloading them and listening to them, and I'm excited to be a part of it, and I hope you will have me again sometime.
Absolutely, man. Well, thank you for being here.
All right, before I forget, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie we couldn't think of, Premium Rush. That's what the opening seemed to be inspired by. But anyway, that was a great talk with TJ. Tomb Raider, pretty good movie. Didn't love it, didn't hate it, but it was good. Anyway, moving on, if you've been enjoying the show, please make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you rate and review us. Leave us some feedback. We definitely want to know what you're thinking of the show so far. We're really enjoying making the show, so we definitely want to keep this thing going. And one other thing I wanted to mention before I let you go today. As most of you know, I am a music composer first, podcaster second, although I'm really enjoying doing this. But I have a new album coming out soon. It's called A Different Kind of Dream. And just to get into the spirit of starting to promote it, I'm going to be ending episodes from here on out for a little while with a piece of my music. I'm not going to put it at the beginning. I don't want to, you know, hijack this whole thing. But you know what? You already listened to the whole Tomb Raider discussion. You know, you could jump out now if you really want to, or you can listen to a track of my music. I'm going to be mixing it up, some of my older tracks, some of the newer tracks that'll be on the new album. So you'll hear a different variety of my music. I'll put the name of it in the show notes, and because I haven't really decided what I'm going to play yet. But once I'm done recording this, I'm just going to insert a track and let it go. So again, thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.